Syrian government troops continue to gain more ground against foreign-backed terrorists in northern areas. The army is steadily marching on Azaz border crossing with Turkey and has now recaptured Ahraz, a Kurdish village north of Aleppo. In the neighboring Latakia province, government forces backed by Russian air cover established control over two more villages. Yesterday, the army and national defense forces restored security to nearly a dozen villages and captured a series of strategic hills in northern and northeastern parts of the same province. Government troops have dealt heavy blows to the ISIL and Nusra Front terrorists in recent weeks, purging the militants from many areas in Syria's northern belt. Well, our correspondent Muhammad Ali joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus, with the latest. Muhammad.
Yes, the Syrian army, backed by national defense units and, of course, Russian airstrikes, was able to advance and take control of two new villages northeast of Latakia city, about 52 kilometers northeast of Latakia. The villages are Belala and Shalaf over there. Of course, heavy clashes took place between the Syrian army and the foreign-backed militants, and according to an official source, Syrian army official source, a large number of those militants were killed, while many others ran away towards the borders with Turkey. Of course, Syrian army units then dismantled all of the explosives that were set by the militants over there. As usual, this is what they do before they run away when they lose any battle across the country. Those are not the only two villages which the Syrian army secured. There are also reports that there are two other villages which the Syrian army also took control of, particularly Wadi Baysur and Ain Baysur villages over there. The importance of taking control of all of those areas is that by doing so, the Syrian army is edging closer towards a village called Knesba. And Knesba is one of the strongholds of foreign-backed militants and is believed to be the last main stronghold for the militants in the Latakia countryside. Then the Syrian army would be starting its military operations in neighboring Idlib countryside. And this is very important for the Syrian army. Also, in other news, the Syrian army, there are reports that say the Syrian army was able to advance in the eastern countryside of Aleppo, where army troops were able to take control of the thermal station and two other villages in the eastern part of that city, particularly the areas of Abu Dana and Abu Dana over there, a hill and a very important village.
Muhammad, we've seen the government troops dealing heavy blows to the ISIL and Nusra Front terrorists in recent weeks, purging the militants from many areas in Syria's northern belt. This is all leading up to one of the main goals of the Syrian forces, and that's the full liberation of Aleppo. Talk to us more about the situation there as well.
Yes, the Syrian army has been carrying out military operations around Aleppo, mainly in the recent month, particularly to secure the northern countryside of Aleppo. The final aim, of course, is to cut all supply lines of terrorists over there, which they have been using to get all of the support they need from Turkey into the city of Aleppo and, of course, to the countryside. The army has started its military operations in the northern countryside of Aleppo. In parallel, also, we know that the YPG and PYD, the popular Kurdish protection units over there, are also fighting terrorists. And all of that is leading to cutting the main supply lines of terrorists in the northern countryside of Aleppo. And this is actually the main goal of the Syrian army. The main battle is to cut those supply lines across the borders. So whether we're speaking about Aleppo countryside or Latakia countryside, both are borders with Turkey. The Syrian army has made very strategic advances over there. There are only several few villages that the Syrian army will be taking control of according to its plan. Finally, it will be Azaz until reaching the borderline, and by doing so, it will be cutting the final supply line for the terrorists that link Aleppo with Turkey.
Thank you, Muhammad Prestes. Muhammad Ali joining us from Damascus.